Welcome, everybody, and happy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Since my heart has broken and I cannot bear the pain of discussing more than these brief seconds, the Brewers lost to those dastardly LA Dodgers today. We're just going to plow right into the substantive material because, again, I just cannot bear it. We'll talk about that other light subject, politics and the rule of law and what is actually going on if we zoom out. We're going to look at two things and show you the connections between the two of them, as well as the connections between those two things and the concept of vindictive prosecutions. The two areas of the law that we're going to dive into with my special guest, you know him well, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Professor of Political Scientists and Law Emeritus Howard Schwaber is back with us. Howard and I are going to discuss with you today these international killings that Donald Trump's administration is claiming are legal. And we're going to actually get into what is required under the law to use our military to kill a boat, to strike down a boat that isn't carrying people whose country or, say, faction or group is in any kind of open warfare with the government of the United States. The difference between being an enemy combatant under the law and a criminal. These are different things, and it's important. The second thing that we're going to relate that conversation to is Donald Trump's continued deployment of National Guards from all over the place into states that haven't requested that assistance on the basis or on the basic factual allegation that there is a rebellion or that the civil law enforcement authorities, the police there, have been overrun. Facts which are simply lies, but are the predicate lies necessary to try to invoke these extraordinary powers to use the National Guard and the military to square off against American citizens trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. So that is where we're going to start today, and we're going to get into what's going on with the vindictive prosecutions and what all of this means for us as Americans and Wisconsinites that are supposed to all be equal under the law, and we're all supposed to be operating under the rule of law. Welcome back, Howard. We got a lot to do today on this program. I'm so glad that you're going to be with me for the entire hour. Good to have you with us. Let's start with these killings, these targeted attacks on boats that the Trump administration has claimed are carrying drug smugglers. We're not talking about like an enormous aircraft carrier type ship with 1,000 men on board. We're talking about speedboats with 10, 11, 12 guys on board.
Actually, some of these are fishing boats. They're not even speedboats.
Fishing boats. What is the legal rule? What should the legal rule be? Like, what factual findings would maybe even arguably make that okay? And where are we in that kind of process?
Right. So, in the basic starting point of the law, the international law of the sea, is that a nation like the United States has the right to interdict vessels entering our waters and search them to determine whether they might be carrying contraband. We could do that just fine. There are arguments that have been made by past administrations, going all the way back to the Reagan administration and actually even the Carter administration, that we have the authority in the context of people coming from Haiti, that we have the U.S. has the authority to stop boats in open waters outside of our territorial waters for this purpose. Debatable, but not utterly implausible, and the courts went along with it. What you don't have the right to do under international law is blow people up in international waters and kill them unless you're in a state of war or the kind of quasi-state of war that we identify with the term enemy combatant. And of course, that's what the Trump administration is claiming. These are enemy combatants. They're engaged in armed hostility against the United States, essentially war, that they're doing it on behalf of the government of Venezuela, which controls the Trendagra gang. There are about five layers of problem or more layers of problem with these assertions. Number one, drugs don't really predominantly come from Venezuela. Fentanyl mostly comes from Mexico. The cocaine mostly comes from Peru and Bolivia. It's simply not the case that Venezuela is a major source of drugs in the first place. Number two, our own intelligence services have concluded that the Venezuelan government does not control the gang in question, and therefore they are not government actors. So that predicate is missing. Number three, drug smuggling is not the same thing as an armed attack against a country. The Trump administration is relying on a really weird logic that goes, the product in these boats were it to arrive in the United States could eventually end up in causing the death of an American citizen. And that's all we need to declare an act of war, to declare an enemy combatant situation. Obviously, you can say the same thing about foreign car manufacturers or manufacturers of any number of products, not even to get to things like guns. And number five, and here's the one that's sort of most glaring and most connects to the other things you were talking about in the intro, there's no evidence that's been presented that the administration had any reason to believe these boats were carrying drugs rather than essentially just picking off all the Venezuelan boats they could find in the water. And we've seen statements from people in the White House to the effect of, it's a fine thing if the Venezuelan fishing fleet is afraid to go out into the water, right? And this is essentially a blockade. We're essentially engaging in blockading Venezuela by randomly destroying Venezuelan vessels in open waters. And the technical name for that is piracy.
Mm. It's truly shocking. Just to summarize, because I wanted to get all those five things and rearticulate them for our listeners. The first one is that drug dealing or criminal activity is not an act of war. There's no magic wand. You don't get to say, oh, well, this person who's trafficking drugs is now an enemy combatant. And you don't get to do that because they're not acting on behalf of the Venezuelan government, nor any other quasi-entity, think Hamas or some terrorist group that is specifically targeting the U.S. government.
And even before we get there, they're not engaged in an armed attack against the United States.
Correct.
I hate to be pedantic, but words have meaning. I mean, we're really at that level. Selling drugs can be described as a bad thing that can cause harm to Americans. That does not make it the same thing as an armed attack on the country.
And even if it were, right. I mean, there's still this other factual predicate where they allege that the drug cartels are acting in concert with Tren de Agua, and specifically that Tren de Agua is acting at the behest of the Venezuelan government without any evidence to prove that up, when in fact the government of the country of Venezuela has in legal filings before the International Criminal Court, as well as The Hague, denied and listed their efforts to oppose the Tren de Agua gang. So you have Venezuela actually presenting evidence that undercuts that with no evidence from the Trump administration.
It's worse than that. The U.S. government has reached the same conclusion. Our intelligence months ago. So you have a situation of a government, the United States government, ignoring its own evidence produced by its own evidence gatherers, if I can call them that.
Yeah, the intelligence community, right?
Intelligence community, to rely on an invented narrative that, as far as we know, comes completely out of the head of Stephen Miller.
This is illegal. One could call it the nice sanitized term, extrajudicial killings, right? That means the United States government has murdered people without either just process, due process of international law, without presenting any evidence to that effect in any court, anywhere, with an execution of claimed unilateral authority. And even if they are enemy combatants and or what could be what is being claimed, again, the relationship with Tren de Agua and Venezuela, which, thank you, Howard, for pointing out that our own intelligence agencies concluded this year that there was no evidence, there was no credible link that Tren de Agua was acting at the behest or as an arm of the Venezuelan government. You get through all of that, and there's still, again, if it is war, gee whiz, I thought there was that Congress thing if we're in some kind of war and some semblance of disclosure to Congress before the strikes or after, you would hope before, and you could do it in the intelligence committees in a SCIF. They don't have to give away the operation. Lots of ways to disclose and inform Congress. And then, Howard, and here's where I want to go ahead.
Could send a text by Signal to his closest friends.
Yeah, except for the secretary's buddy.
Yeah, that is the one security leak we really have to worry about, even in the use of a SCIF situation.
Yeah, still with the Signal messages, right? Truly scary. And then when Congress last week tried to exercise its oversight function on this key area, hey, are we murdering people? Or can we see the evidence? What is specifically the limiting principle? Or is it just, well, we think we're just going to make things up and then kill people in international waters? Senator Coons asked Pam Bondi to articulate what is the decision rule? What is the legal principle? What is the limiting legal principle about how you're making these decisions, right? That is a completely legitimate question that the Attorney General of the United States should be able to answer. And yet we got absolutely nowhere. Let's take a listen to that exchange. This is Senator Coons last week asking the Attorney General about this very issue.
The government's asserting the authority to summarily kill people. It says our cartel members through military strikes against boats on the open ocean in the Caribbean. Congress has never authorized such a use of military force, and it's unclear to me how the administration has concluded that these strikes are legal. I'm concerned with what the limiting principle is, whether the government could summarily kill people. It just declares our cartel members, as well as unlawful combatants inside the United States, or if they were American citizens. This isn't about defending cartels, and these aren't hypothetical questions. President Trump assembled military leaders and said they would be needed to fight the enemy from within and to train in cities in the United States that he describes as chaotic and violent. Due process is the cornerstone of our Constitution. I'm deeply concerned about the authority our president seems to be asserting to summarily kill people suspected of criminal activity outside the law. As the chief lawyer for our federal government, you have a unique responsibility to ensure maintenance of our constitutional standards. How did you conclude that these strikes on ships or boats in the open ocean are legal?
Senator Coons, I'm not going to discuss any legal advice that my department may or may not have given or issued at the direction of the president on this matter. Regarding Venezuela, what I can tell you is Maduro is a narco-terrorist.
It's pretty stunning. And as a former government lawyer, I could figure out, because I'm a smart gal, how to answer questions like that without disclosing what is privileged advice, which would be the specific application of legal standards or principles to the particular facts at hand. There are ways to answer those questions. And Pam Bondi, like she did with every other question last week, simply refused to answer. What does this say about the National Guard deployments in our cities so close to home? And what's really going on here? Is the president truly above the law with all of this uniform and exclusive authority to just do what he wants? We discuss with Professor Howard Schwaber on the other side. Don't go anywhere.